I pray you all have had a joyful week. We sure have been enjoying some beautiful sunshine and warm weather. Today I would like to talk about the faithfulness of God. It goes along with this week's message, Our Constant God in a Changing World. It's really a hard concept to think of someone who is always faithful. We live in a world that is full of people who are always looking out for themselves. But we have hope and encouragement because our God remains faithful. Being faithful is not something he does. It is who he is. Faithfulness is essential to his being. Without it, he would not be God. The Bible assures us that God will never forget. He does not fail. He never falters, and he never goes against his word. If you have had struggles this week and have a heavy heart, know that God is faithful. He is working all things together for your good. If your situation is not good, you know it is not over yet. Cling to God's promises. Call on him. He who promised us is faithful. Deuteronomy 7:9. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps his covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. So when you get up in the morning, remember, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Dear Lord, we give you glory and honor for all that you're doing in our lives every single day. And even in the times when we can't see it or we don't understand your way, shine your light in us, through us, and over us. May we make a difference in this world for your glory and your purposes. Set your way before us. Help us to reflect peace and hope to a world that needs your presence and healing. We thank you that your ways and your thoughts are greater than ours, and that you hear our prayers, and that you know our hearts. You're holy and just. Help us to press in close to you so that we can hear your words for our life path. We declare that your love stands firm forever. And together we pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.